Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos, and I'm really, really pleased that you have joined me today. You have pressed play, downloaded, and it's great to have you here. Oh, today is a bit of a time travel podcast episode because I recorded the talk with Scotty before I went away on holidays, and I'm recording the rest of the podcast today when I'm back. And today is a beautiful, sunny, clear day. Very cold this morning, but it's cleared up. And it won't be on the day you're listening to this, I'm absolutely sure, because this afternoon we have apparently severe weather coming, storms, craziness, winter. And that's what today's podcast is about. It's about winter coming upon us and how we all cope with that. So in my personal news, I visited my little baby grandson, Roo, and had beautiful cuddles, and I love him so much. And it was very, very hard to tear myself away and come back here to Tasmania. But here is where I live, and Moz was here. So that was, you know, important to get back to the other big love of my life. And now we are looking at a few months of winter. And as you'll hear me talk to Scotty, I struggle with winter. And so this year I am really trying to think proactively about how to get through this season better, how to put strategies in place so that the lows aren't so low and we get some highs as well. So have a listen to my chat with Scotty, and then as always, I will unpack it and give even more suggestions for how, you know, if winter is difficult for you, how you can make it through this season as well.
Good morning, this is All26.5. Ruth Amos is with us once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Scotty. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too. Now, last time we talked about gratitude, and it kind of, for me, that really sparks something in me, and I love that. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today is considerably more whingy. Well, the thing is, winter is coming, and I don't know about you, but I find winter really quite hard, and I don't think it's the cold. I think it's the dark. I think that just makes things harder. It's harder to get out of bed. It's harder to get moving. It's harder to accomplish anything. And then you feel guilty because you haven't accomplished anything. And then you eat comfort food. And we know where that all goes.
We do. Yeah. And for me, do a brekkie radio, I get up and it's pitch black dark. And I'm just like, oh, man. And I don't want to turn on lights because I'm worried about waking everybody up. Some kind of feeling my way around everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
Crash, bang, you know. Like
wake everyone up. Yeah, so this winter, and I think probably last winter as well, I'm determined to come through it better. I don't want to get to the end, you know, to the September school holidays and go, oh, we made it. I'd like to get better. So I've been thinking about all my strategies that I use to help me get through life. And I'm very happy for anyone to write to ruth@ruthamos.com.au and say, have you thought about doing this, or this really works for us? I'd really like to know. But yeah, so I've been thinking about strategies to get me through winter.
Dave Wood gave me a genius strategy a number of years ago, and that is thermals.
Oh, yes.
Like for me, that changed everything because I walk, you know, kind of 10 minutes each morning, and I didn't, you know, like I'd never worn thermals. He said, mate, get yourself some thermals. I'm like, okay. And so I did. I was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't feel chilled to the bone anymore.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. And those little things actually make a big difference,
it was
don't
huge.
They?
Like, I'm coming in going,
instead
I'm
of you're
warm.
Dreading every morning thinking I'm going to be so frozen by the time I get into work, you're warm when you get into work still, and that's very cool. Yeah, there you go. That's one that's not on my list. That's awesome.
Nice. Thermals. Get some thermals.
I was thinking nature. Like, it's very easy to hold yourself inside all winter and then you miss out on seeing nature, and nature's beautiful during the winter time.
And in that, you miss out on, you know, the vitamin D and all those things that you really need as well.
And I mean, in Tasmania during the winter, it's very hard to get enough vitamin D, so take some. That's made a big difference to our mood through the winter. It's, when I say our mood, I'm talking about me and Moz. It's made a big difference to his mood through the winter. Vitamin D is great. We have adventure weekends, and again, it's very easy in the winter to think it's cold and horrible and I'm not going to go out.
Stay home.
Last winter we went up to the snow just for the day, and oh, it was so gorgeous. Yeah. You get the nature hit, you get the outside hit, and you get the adventure, that something different, because you can start to feel trapped without even realizing that you are. So gratitude that we talked about last time, and projects, like trying to think of different projects that you can do through the winter. And I've just taken up knitting, and I'm thinking, well, I can sit there and knit, and even though I'm comfortable and in front of the fire, I'm still achieving something that I can actually physically see.
You're like a proper grandma now, aren't you? Like you take it, but are you doing it for the grandchild?
I am doing one thing for the grandchild. I am doing one thing for me as well. Yeah, but yeah, so that and I don't know what other projects that you can do, or whether you pull out a puzzle or something like that, so that you just feel like you're achieving something. But yeah, there's some of my winter
and I think choosing to eat fairly healthy foods too, because it's easy, to just go, oh, it's winter, and eat all these really bad foods.
But make up a big stew or a big pot of soup, and then it's going to last you for a few days, depending on how many children you have, Scotty. But, it's going to last you for a while, and you can freeze it and bring it out, have an easy meal that isn't something that you've just got from the takeaway store.
And as you mentioned, gratitude, I think, coming back to that, often when I'm driving in the car, there's snow on the mountain and stuff, I'll say to my kids, look how beautiful this is. Like, we live in the best place, or it's like, you come and Marianne makes this amazing pumpkin. It's like a spicy pumpkin soup. Ooh. And it's got like chicken through it, and it's got capsicum through it. It's just beautiful. And we only have it at wintertime. I'm like, I love winter. Woohoo! Yeah, look, we got the soup,
And I've heard of somebody else who goes through and lights candles deliberately at, 4:30 or whatever at night, so that you've got that real cozy feel in the house, that you're not going to do that in summer. That's a winter only thing. So that's special as well.
So gratitude's important. Hey, thank you, Ruth.
Thank you, Scotty.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So this is me trying to proactively respond to the season ahead, and say, how can I make this winter better than last? Or how can I make this winter a season where I still feel joy and peace, and don't just sit here wishing the next few months over? Because I really don't want to go through life wishing it away. I mean, it's a precious thing, the life we have. It's precious to just be alive, no matter what the weather's like outside. And so I don't want to be wishing that away. So, let's think about it's a bit of a process podcast. It's a bit of a process blog, if you read my blog. Just me thinking now, what can I put in place to get me through this season better? And for you, I hope that the strategies that I talk about are good, but you probably have your own strategies to get you through this season. And I'd love to hear them. And if you're in the Northern Hemisphere and you've just gotten through the season and all of your beautiful spring photos are coming up on social media, and oh dear, I try not to get depressed looking at them, but maybe you can write to me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or find me on Facebook or find me on Twitter, and tell me what you did to help you get through last winter and what helped you make it through that season. I think one of the things to do really is to appreciate winter for its own season, and that it has its own special things about it, and make special things about it. Things like, for us, going to the snow, because it doesn't snow here at sea level where I live, but we can go to the snow like we did last winter, and it's this magical fairyland that that we don't get to see in the summertime. Things like lighting the fire. I mean, lighting the fire, we have an open fire, and that's just an absolute joy. And I need to, every time we do that, just think, how gorgeous is this? This is something that winter has given me that summer doesn't give me. And even sitting on the couch and doing cozy inside things is something that is a gift from the season, that, or a gift from the Lord for the season, that we don't get or don't want to do as much in the summer months. However, there are things that are more summery activities that I need to keep up during the winter because they keep me healthy. And things like exercise is just so, so important. And I think on those cold, wet days, even with a gym membership, which I have, it's very tempting to just say, nah, I'm going to cuddle up under a blanket and stay cold and stay warm in front of the fire. Whereas I know now that going for a jog or even a brisk walk is going to warm me from the inside out and keep me warmer through the day and lift my spirits and get rid of all nasty neurochemicals that I need to get rid of. So this winter, I'm determined to keep up with the exercise side of things as much as possible, and also with vitamin D. So as I said, I think to Scotty, we're in Tasmania, and in the winter, we literally don't get enough sunlight to make the vitamin D naturally that we need. And so many of us are vitamin D deficient. And I don't know if you know, but vitamin D is actually important for the mood lifting chemicals that our brain needs. So taking enough vitamin D, now you can overdose on vitamin D. It's one of those vitamins that can be bad for you. You can take too much of. But maybe going to your GP and getting a blood test to see how much you need to take, or taking just a tablet a day, not overdoing it massively. But I take a couple of tablets of vitamin D every day during winter, and I actually take a tablet every day during summer as well, because I'm trying to ward off things like osteoporosis and things like that. But having vitamin D does make a difference to your mood, and that makes a difference to your winter. If you've got children, I just thought sending them out in the rain can actually be really vital for the well-being of your household. I remember when my kids were a lot smaller, I decided to take them. It was a very wet day, and they were bouncing off the walls. They were literally climbing the walls in my house. And we had friends over, and we thought, right, we'll go to McDonald's. And of course, the McDonald's playground was closed, because it was wet, and we didn't have at that time any of these amazing indoor playgrounds that we have now, which could be the thing that you need. But what I did was I just rugged everybody up, and we went for a walk along the beach in the rain. It lifted everybody's spirits. And then you can come home and warm up and change your clothes, and you get that nice, cozy, we're warm now feeling as well. That's, again, not a summer feeling. So even a walk in the rain can be something that, if you're reasonably healthy, can help you lift your mood and lift your spirits. So one of the things that we found out that we need as a couple is adventure weekends. We need to go out of Kingston, especially for Moz, because he works in Kingston, he does church in Kingston, and he lives in Kingston. And so if we just spend all our time in Kingston, he can start feeling really trapped in this little suburb of Hobart. And so we need to go out. We need to go out somewhere. It doesn't actually really matter where. And it's nice if we stay a couple of nights, but it's not absolutely necessary. It doesn't have to be expensive, although I know petrol is expensive now, but even just a little jaunt down the Huon or something over to the Eastern Shore or something to just get away. And just being aware of that, I think that in previous years we've just had that trapped feeling that I'm always in Kingston feeling, but because we haven't been aware of it, we haven't done anything about it. Now that we are aware, we go through our calendar and put in that this is an adventure weekend about once a month, and then we make sure that we take the time to do it. Another thing that we've worked out that we need, and that is easier during the summer than the winter, is a creative project. So in the summer, it's easy for Moz to do woodwork, or we can work on the garden, or we can work on the car, or we can do all these different work, creative projects that are great. But in the winter, it's more difficult for us because we don't own an indoor garage, so there isn't a messy space. And I love having a tidy house, but this year I have said to Moz, you can have the landing in the house, put a drop sheet down and make the mess you need to make, because I know that he needs to do these projects. I know that I need to do the projects, and knitting is a cleaner project. And so it's easy for me to knit on the couch and make whatever I'm making. And writing is a nice clean project too, but Moz needs to be able to make a bit more mess, and we just need to make space for that. And yes, having a messy space in my house is not pure joy, we'll put it that way. But having a happy husband is, so I'm going to go with that. We're going to make sure that we keep going with our creative projects and making sure that we feel like we're achieving something, not just sitting on the couch. So, yeah, those are special things that I'm making sure I put in place this winter. And I think that something that I want to do more of is think about winter-specific treats, like lighting candles, like special stews or soups, or a special bread that I only make in winter, or something season specific. And obviously, I don't have a vast quantity of ideas here. So if you have any ideas for me for some season specific winter treat that I can do, please let me know. I would really love to hear about it. But all the other things that I put in place that help me through my life, I need to make sure I keep on top of as well. So putting my boundaries in place, setting my priorities correctly, making sure that I have silent time each day, time in solitude and silence, which is really important for me. Being careful with work, July through September, I now know are really heavy work months, so I need to be careful about what I do and try to pack into that. And keeping a hold on my silly type A personality so that when I don't feel like I'm achieving very much, I only manage to do 60% of the list, the over full list that I've written out or whatever, that I don't just throw self-recrimination and guilt on top of things and make myself feel worse, because you can't feel chipper and on top of things all the time, and you can't achieve all the things all the time, and that's okay too. So I want to enjoy those downtimes during winter where I do cozy up, sit on the couch and just watch a silly movie on TV or read a great book. You know, rest is very important no matter what the season. So yeah, it's winter. It's only dark and cold for a few months of the year. I need to make the most of it. I need to remind myself that it will pass. So how do you help yourself through the dark winter months? How do you get through the cold? Let me know by writing to me at ruth@ruthamos.com.au. Find me, Ruth Amos, author, on Facebook, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. I'd love to know what strategies you put in place. And I wish you a joyful and peaceful and cozy warm winter. And I will chat to you again soon.